I'm delighted to say that we're hopping on board now a double-decker bus that is parked in the lay-by, near, close to Levington Turning. And we say hello, Head Chef Keith. How are you, sir?
I'm very well indeed. Good morning, Nick.
How is it on board the double-decker bus?
It's absolutely beautiful. The sun's streaming in the windows. It's gorgeous. I'm sat upstairs at the moment looking at the beautiful views.
So there's this double-decker bus in the lay-by by the railway bridge on the old A45. You were a bus driver and you've turned a double-decker bus into a restaurant. Tell us more. Why did you do it and what's going on?
It was something that I wanted to do. I had catering vans before. I just loved the idea. This bus come up and it was the perfect colour. And I just wanted it to be part of the community, part where people can actually see their food being cooked, to see that it goes on the griddle fresh, that it isn't sat there for hours.
So you cook downstairs and the diners come on board and they go upstairs for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
That's right. That's right.
So what's on the...
Everything including the new potatoes are cooked fresh.
What's on the menu?
We have full English breakfast, which is £3.90, which includes tea, coffee... or you can double-deck that for £1 more, which is double of everything, including hash brown and mushrooms.
So when you were a bus driver, were you a bit of a chef on the side then? I mean, was it like when you got home from work that you'd be cooking at home in Felixstowe?
I enjoy cooking. I think it's nice that you get something and that you create something from it.
How difficult is it to cook on a bus, though? I mean, I imagine it's quite tricky, isn't it?
No, it's... absolutely easy, and any customer is more than welcome to come and have a go.
This bus service, is for more than the regular truck stop, isn't it? I mean, you know, we're all welcome to basically come and have a look and come and have a cuppa with you.
Yeah, we have a couple from Levington, a couple of gentlemen that come in that have actually brought their own mugs in. They brought their own mugs in because they want to drink from their own cup.
That's brilliant. I mean, how long have you been running the service?
This is the fourth week. So the first week was obviously very quiet, and it's picking up and up and up as the weeks go by.
And as the sunshine comes out, you've got the table and chairs outside as well?
I haven't got a table and chairs outside yet. No, they'll be coming next month.
Oh, excellent. And is the bus always going to be there? Does it go home with you at night?
It stays here from Monday morning
yeah.
through till Friday evening, and then it goes home with me at night.